Hey, all you Josh Junkies out there. Welcome to another episode of Just Josh and with Josh Gentry, world's greatest micro podcast. I've decided it's time for a feedback episode, so I'm going to jump right into that. I am going to reserve till the end the one that might have a little suspense, right? There's the from the warning construction ahead episode, will Josh go over to the dark side? Saving that one for the end. All right. We were in a meeting a couple weeks ago, and Keith walked in with a sandwich, nicely plated on a real plate, and I would say expertly cut in half. Not only was it cut in half, but it was cut from corner to corner. I do remember Keith commenting afterwards that it was a satisfying sandwich. I think you've got to chalk up at least 20% of that satisfaction to the way the sandwich was cut. Couple responses on the dishwasher drama episode. So, at the end of that, I of course say, oh yeah, and don't tell the spouse. Well, my spouse, so I tweet the links to the episodes, right? And on Twitter, Jay commented, oh, don't worry, and I never wash your clothes along with the pet blankets. So, funny lady. One of the funnier people I know. Kayla said, yeah, she knew exactly what I was talking about. She's had a very similar experiences. And went on to say that the dishwasher is the appliance that causes the most problems. Did I run it? Did I not run it? Were these clean? Were they not clean? Things not getting clean. So I think I agree with her that, you know, well, in our house, we've had some problems with the washer dryer recently. But overall, I would say I kind of agree the dishwasher is a source of more problems. I had someone who tried to send feedback to the email address and it failed. It said the email bounced, which perplexes me because I've tested it before. It's been used by other listeners, and I tested it again after the complaint, and it worked. So I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe somebody, you know, help me out. Send me something to podcast@joshgentry.com. See if it works for you. This one wasn't exactly feedback, but we were sitting around a table and we had a discussion spawned by some of the other sandwich stuff, I think, about what the perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich is. It turned into quite the discussion, and somebody was like, man, this, Josh, ought to be a group podcast episode. I can't take credit. It wasn't my idea, but it's a good idea. Logistical problems. Going to be waiting, I think, for a nice day outside. We could sit around a picnic table maybe and record. I am hoping to do that. I may have to actually schedule a meeting so I can get everybody's time. We'll try that. All right, now to the warning construction ahead episode. I think it was the first person I got asked about, you know, in person, what was Brandy, I think. It's like, well, what happened? If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend you go back and listen to it. So the way I dealt with it was I went to work earlier, so traffic was lighter, and it just wasn't that big a deal. So I'm a big believer in avoiding temptation rather than putting yourself in a position where you have to resist temptation. So I just went earlier. There wasn't that much traffic. I lined up in line politely, and I did not make the move over to the dark side. I came through. It only lasted about a week, that construction. If it had gone on several weeks again, I who knows? I don't know what would have happened. But passed this trial and made it through with my soul intact. Now, I did have one other feedback on that one from Rich from Twitter, who suggested that what I need to do was just ride a motorcycle and then just ride around everybody. So I'm not sure that's less dark side, but it would work, and it would probably be very satisfying. So thank you, Rich. I believe that brings me to the end of what I had written down for feedback. If you gave me feedback and I missed it, I apologize. I'm not super organized on that. If you want to remind me, I'll make sure to mention it. podcast@joshgentry.com. On Twitter, Josh A. Gentry. Any other ways you know of contacting me, feel free. To end here, I'm going to give a quick book recommendation. I'm a reader. I don't know if you're book people. If you like kind of noir mysteries, I'm going to recommend this book. You know, it's a classic genre, and you have a lot of people trying to do their contemporary spin on it, like do the noir, but give it their thing that makes it new, makes it contemporary and makes it them. And they're, you know, successful to varying degrees. One of my favorites up till now has been Megan Abbott. Doing that still is a favorite. But this book, a friend recommended it to me, so you know who you are. I thank you. This is Claire DeWitt and the City of the Dead. It is maybe the best example of what I was just talking about that I've encountered. Unique protagonist, main character. It is kind of anti-hero, down and dirty kind of thing. But if you like those kind of books, I really recommend it. I'm listening to the audiobook. The performance is pretty good. Again, that was Claire DeWitt and the City of the Dead. That's the first book. There's three of them currently. I watched an interview with the author from 2022 where she said she was working on the next one, but that they're very hard to write, so they take her a long time. And you kind of can understand that. If you engage the book, you can see that maybe they're not easy to write. All right. Well, I would love even more feedback, but for now I'll let you go. Thanks for sticking with me through the episode. This has been another episode of Just Josh and with Josh Gentry, the podcast where I think, therefore I'm wrong, after which I podcast. Enjoy yourselves.